This is the 106th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament, presented by the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever. Coverage on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL is brought to you by Bloomington Hardware, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, IU Health Bloomington Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, Morrison's Appliances, Clean Machine Car Wash, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, William Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, People's State Bank, Hilliard Lyons, J&S Locksmith, Commercial Service, Black Lumber, Keller Heating and Air, Smithville, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Jim Stafford Remax Acclaimed Properties, and Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration. With Chalk Talk, here's Indiana Sportscasters Hall of Famer, Joe Smith.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome once again to the semifinal Friday here at the East Central Fieldhouse, the boys' 106th State High School Basketball Tournament presented by the Indiana Pacers and this year by the Indiana Fever. And our first part of the Chalk Talk show tonight from here in St. Leon with Andy Hodson, brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana and by Hilliard Lyons at 202 South College Avenue. Investment counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth around these parts since 1854. Tell you one thing, Andy, you managed wealth and took over the game the other night. Wow. 1-0 when it counts, postseason. And I got to talk about that masterpiece you guys threw back on Tuesday night against East Central, opening up with a solid 47-31 victory. That had to be a happy bus ride home, I tell you, huh?
Yeah, it was a good locker room, good bus ride home. You know, when you can win your first one in the tournament, get by the jitters in that first game, and then, you know, and finish the game like we did, holding them to 11. Our trap did really well against them, which we saw on film that they were a little shaky against the traps. We didn't pull it out until the second half, but our guys, we just stayed in it about the whole time, caused them some problems, turned into some easy baskets for us. We mound a lead, and then iced away at the free throw line.
Boy, I tell you, it was, not cause for concern. I mean, you had a 21-20 lead at the end of the first half. Was that then implemented into the second half goings on defensively, or had you toyed with it in the opening half, that trap?
No, we didn't use it at all in the first half, and so we waited to pull it out in the second half. The halftime was talking about what we were going to do against the triangle and two that they were playing, just to be more patient, to be more attacking, because I think that when they started the game, they were much more in attack mode than we were, and then they were getting to the free throw line and getting us, you know, on our heels with some fouls. And so we just said, we need to flip that in the second half, and we need to make sure that we're aggressive so we can be shooting free throws at the end of the game. And we did. And, you know, they didn't come out in the triangle and two for the second half. They came out in man-to-man. We mound the lead. You know, they tied us at 23, and Musa hit a huge shot in the corner for us to go back up three, and we never looked back from there.
Well, you played your magnificent seven, if you will, and they all scored at least 2 points. I noticed Riley Crean got you 8 points off the bench. Liam Wilkerson had three. Malik didn't score all that much, but he hit some key free throws. But you mentioned Musa, another double-double. I don't know how many doubles that is, but it's got to be close to 6 or 7, 13 and 11 back on Tuesday.
Yeah, he's had a few this year, and it was a really good game for him to just let it come to him. You know, in the first half, Malik had 2 points, and Musa didn't have any, and we're up by one. So, I mean, we're sitting in a good position with what we are getting from our best two scorers, you know, with only having 2 points. But we had shots around the basket. Musa had some shots, some rebound putbacks that just didn't fall. We knew they were there. And then when he hit that three in the corner, and then right after that he scored three straight, I think, just inside in the post, and looked really good. So he didn't hang the bench and did extremely well. Liam hit a big three for him to get the jitters out too. And so, you know, it was a good team win all around.
Well, it'll take another one tonight. They're taking on, a team they're familiar with, the South Panthers, the defending champions. And we'll be back with more comments with Coach Andy Hodson. First part of our Chalk Talk show from the East Central Fieldhouse after this 1 minute break. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. You know, I'd be remiss, even, with the long bus trip and everything, I'd be remiss if we didn't have a conversation about how tough you played New Albany. That was a heck of a high school basketball game, and you fell short, but Andy, that had to be a shot of confidence anyway to your kids as they thought about getting ready for the postseason, and maybe now knowing that they, if they won, they're going to play Bloomington South.
I think maybe if there's a moral victory in it, I think the kids, they found that. You know, we'd like to win on the scoreboard, but we battled, we played hard, we stuck with the game plan, and that's all you can ask. You know, we didn't come out on top on the scoreboard, but we did what we need to do against the number one team in the state. And so it shows that our guys can buckle down, you know, handle pressure. New Albany guarded us in a totally different way than probably what we're going to see in the sectional throughout. Which opened up driving lanes and let us get to the basket. You know, with the teams that we're playing in the sectional, they'll pack it in a little bit and try to see if we'll shoot it from outside.
Well, it's been a team, too, and one stat that really dropped off, and for good reason, that was the turnover rate. You only had six. You took care of the ball the other night.
Yeah, we did, and they weren't out really pressuring us. You know, I thought we handled the ball decently well against New Albany after the first few times going against their press. And, you know, against Floyd Central, we only had three turnovers. So we have been handling the ball much better down the stretch here. And, you know, in these last, you know, the last month of our games, we've played a little bit different. You know, we're not running up and down as much, sort of shortening the game a little bit. So that's why you see a lot of the games in the 40s and things like that. So, you know, and that's sectional time. You know, everybody knows everybody. You know what offenses they're going to run. You know what defenses they're going to do. And, you know, and it's just a matter of going out and executing with the other team knowing exactly what's coming.
You know, and it's time now for our J&S Locksmith Keys to Victory for the Maroon and Gold tonight. The fellas, Jimmy and the boys at 508 West 17th Street. Well, you hit the nail on the head because you kind of control your own destiny with the flow of play and what have you. But, boy, the last three times you played Bloomington South, it's been the starts of games, or at least, Andy, what, the first 16 minutes have really told the tale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in all the games, I think we've started out okay where it's close, you know, in the first few minutes. And then there would be a little lull in us with offensively. And, you know, and South is good. They get hot, you know, if they get hot from the outside, they can beat anybody in the state. And, you know, it seems like the last three games that we've played, they've been similar in fashion where, you know, South's been in the 30s and we've been in the teens, you know, about down 20 going into halftime. And then our guys settle in and play in the second half and play them well. So we've got to flip that. We've got to make sure that we come out with some fire and you know, and really make it hard for them to get in a rhythm of what they're doing.
Prioritize A and B, if you will, both offense and defensive keys tonight for you.
We definitely have to keep them in front of us. They're very good at penetrating and finding the open man. You know, and they have guys who can really put it on the floor and get around. And no, first and foremost, you know, Tucker Blackwell. I mean, we've got to contain him. He's an excellent player and has been a thorn in our side for too many years now. We've got to do our best to limit his catches, limit his good looks at the basket, and that's a tough thing to do with such a great guard. And then they offensive rebound extremely well. We've got to keep them off the glass and give them no second chance opportunities. You know, when they come down, take one shot or no shots if we can get a turnover. We've got to make sure that we secure the rebound and then we can go down and do our thing on the offensive end.
Well, that was the good news. You did out-rebound them back in January, 22-17. The bad news, Tucker scored 26 points. And, you know, as I say, the game for all intents and purposes over at half with the Cougars trailing 33-15. We'll see how things unfold here in a neutral setting, and the stakes a little higher. The semifinal round of the sectional, the winner plays for a championship tomorrow night. We'll continue along our preview of the North-South sectional game from here at East Central in St. Leon. Comments with JR when we come back after this one-minute break. You're listening to North-South sectional basketball. Welcome back, everyone. More Chalk Talk as we glance at the defending sectional champion, 10th-ranked South Panthers of J.R. Holmes. And, well, J.R., before we talk about the Cougars, a little bit different. Here you sit in the bye round, or you advance right to the semifinal. Been a few years since you've been over on this side of the bracket, but you got North tonight. Well, let's just talk about what has been and Conference Indiana Championship, a 19-win season. All good things, and well, here's another goal out in front of your ball club tonight as the Panthers have at it with the Cougars.
I think that it's always a tough game when you have to play your rival team for the second time. live, we hope, is advantageous from the standpoint of the number of miles you travel between here and East Central. But once North went there Tuesday night and won, they're on even ground. Now we're all both back here on Friday night and ready to play. I just think, you know, it's just one of those years, once right now, 6 years is a hardship for travel. So we'll get it in. If we win, we'll be happy. If we lose, we can blame it on the mileage or whatever else you want to blame it on. But I think it's always hard when you're going to the tournament and you're playing teams for the second time.
You know, you had talked to me about that, and, you know, we obviously saw your win against Perry Meridian, but you follow that up with a road win Jennings County. You beat Northview to wrap it up and to run the table, so to speak, 13 in a row. You ran a streak last year. I know the team's different, but do you get a different feel about, you know, wearing the target on your chest as a defending champ, having won 13 in a row, getting ready for this one?
Well, the difference is last year when we were on that road, we hosted the sectional, and we got to play here at home. And that, you know, playing on the home court's a big advantage. Now East Central's out, so that they lose that advantage. You know, it becomes a neutral floor now for everybody left. But last year's situation, we were able to play three games on our floor and was able to jump out in all three games right off the bat and get them into our favor by halftime. You know, we have double-digit leads by halftime in all three games. Now on the road, it makes it a little bit different, you know, on how that happens. We hope it happens that same way again, but... you know, North is, as Jim Shannon said, he couldn't believe they were 7-13 the way they played against New Albany. I mean, they got some talent. You know, they got five guys who were varsity players last year back. And, you know, Shimpsey was full time, Jallo was full time, Bethune was full time, Crean played off the bench as a varsity, and then the rougher kid that moved in was a varsity player, wherever he came from, whatever state they said. So, you know, they got experience. Now, the thing they don't have is they don't have depth. You know, they primarily play six players now with the Morgan kids out. And they don't go a lot deeper than that unless they have to because of foul problems. Tuesday night they played the Wilkerson kid a few minutes when they were playing the triangle two because he was a set shooter. And he hit one shot out of two, which was a big shot for him to help him out in that first half to stay ahead by one. So, I don't know. It's, as I said before, even before the draw came out, I wish there was some way that your sectionals were us, teams you never had played before, but that's not going to happen. So, you know, you worry about it and you stress out about it, and really you just go play and find out. One of us will have to make a trip back there on Saturday night, and my guess, the loser will not go back on Saturday night to watch.
No, that's a pretty good assumption on your part. Give me another assumption or two on how you did finish out the season. We mentioned the last time we saw your ball club was on Seniors Night, and of course you beat Jennings County and Northview, and a lot of constant things again popped up. But that's been the reason why you've been able to win 19, been able to run that streak to 13. Some of the same things have been happening. There's been really no fall off.
No, I think the game at Columbus North in the regular season, after that 10-day break, we really struggled there offensively. Our defense has kept in the game, as well as Perry Meridian, as Jennings County, and as Northview. We held them all three under their double digits, under their average, the normal scoring. And that allowed our offense to be more consistent and not have as much pressure because the other team was not scoring. And from the Columbus North game, the next three games there, our offense got better every game with what we were doing.
Well, back in January, of course, you played him. You alluded to him. And, we even go back to the regular season the year before, the sectional championship game. It has been the good starts that have put them behind the eight ball, and they haven't been able to catch up.
Well, you know, you hope that happens again, but that's the way we got beat 2 years ago up at their place. They got off to a great start, and we got us down 15, you know, and we were coming back, and it's hard to get back in a game like that. And then the sectional game that we lost was back and forth for a whole four quarters. One of those things, no one really had more than a three or four-point lead the whole night. So, you know, it's a one-game crapshoot, you know. It's like when you get in the NCAA tournament with the colleges, you know. No matter what you've done, how many championships you have, you got to win that night. And it's a bummer that as good as our offseason or our season has been for 3 months, that maybe one game sours it for the year. as very mediocre as their regular season has been, or maybe underachieved, they can have one great night and they'll be the kings of the county. And that's just, it's life, it's boys.
It is indeed, man. That's a good part of about every year in this 106th years of playing this Boys State High School tournament. Okay, you beat them soundly in January. You went over there Tuesday night, saw them play East Central. What did you see in them that you maybe, didn't see? You talked about their lack of depth. I mean, that's well storied. I mean, you know, they only go about 7-8 deep. But what you see that kind of impressed you?
That they got two talented players, basketball talented players, and they got three other guys that know their role. Don't try to do anything. You know, they'll pass it around on top until they get LaFoon or Jallo in for the shot they want to get into, or drive and kick opportunities. And so I thought they're probably a little more patient, or I know they're a lot more patient than when we played in the regular season. They're spreading the ball out and trying to drive and trying to use their athleticism through the Yastrzemski kid and Jallo and LaFoon. And, so, you know, it's just going to be one of those probably last second shots games, or tight game all the way through, and you never go and expect them to win big, and I hope we don't get behind big to them. And but I just, it's just a long ways to go. We could go out here, go down there and play at the park.
Yep.
And probably have more people than we'll take over there to East Central.
What did you, of course, having not played Tuesday, and you made the trip over on early Friday afternoon to come here to St. Leon, but what did you work on this week getting ready for whoever?
Well, we assumed it was north in the draw. And so we, after playing on Thursday of last week, we give them off Friday, then we practice Saturday at East Central, and then we're off Sunday, and then we practice Monday. Then we were off a 25-minute shoot around on Tuesday, and then practiced a normal practice on Wednesday, Thursday, get ready for the game. And it's been basically their 1-3-1 half-court trap, their 3-2 zone, trying to defend their spread offense. And and we also have all their set plays, or at least a lot of their set plays down from that we had from the regular season game, that we saw them run some of those same versions of that same play, so that same offensive play. So we know a little bit what they're going to do, and they know what we're going to do. It matters. The biggest thing is then who puts the ball in the basket. It always comes down to that. And we'll see if there's a gimmick defense. Last night, or Tuesday night, East Central played a triangle two, and it kept them in the ball game a little bit. And they got a three-point from Stripski, a three-point from Green, a three-point from Wilkerson. Those guys are all shooting 20% from the field at 3-point, but they hit, that's 9 big points that they got, from those guys in the perimeter in that first half. And in the second half, the two stars took over. They struggled a little bit the first half, but the two stars took over for them and pushed the game out, along with their half-court trap that East Central didn't handle very well.
So we'll see how things unfold tonight, as you've been listening to comments from Panther head man J.R. Holmes and Cougar head man Andy Hodson tonight on the Chalk Talk Show. And when we come back, we'll continue our pregame from St. Leon, Indiana, East Central's fieldhouse here in Dearborn County. And we'll continue along with our pregame after this one-minute break. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and John Callahan.
So we begin our semifinal Friday, and rather than, going cross town, we move cross state to the tiny hamlet of St. Leon here in Dearborn County. East Central High School, the venue, as for a 72nd time, it's the North Cougars of Andy Hodson and J.R. Holmes, 10th ranked and defending sectional champion Sound Panthers. Game one of two tonight to determine Saturday night sectional championship. A little bit later, it'll be Columbus North and Shelbyville. So here we go. Back in January on the Tom McKinney court, the Cougars were listless in losing by 20, 66-46. Of course, a year ago, the Panthers cut the nets down at home, beating North 57-42 to complete the 2015 sweep. So South has a three-game winning streak going, trying, as I said, to defend its crown. And before we continue further, the presentation of the colors and the playing and singing of our national anthem.
Your cooperation is appreciated, and please enjoy the game. This
Well, not a bad local crowd here, and by that I mean north and south, making the 100-mile trip over here and 200 miles going back home, round trip. But the opening game, along with producer Jim Ritter, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, John Callahan alongside, and all of our sponsors from the East Central High School Fieldhouse here in St. Leon on a semifinal Friday. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith. It's time now for our Player Spotlight, brought to you as always by Bloomington Hardware. Here's John.
Okay, Joe, for each team, we're going to go with the guys probably had the most postseason experience. Malik LaFoon for the Northside Cougars, averaging 16 points a ball game, had 19 points the regular season matchup against the Panthers. Of course, Tucker Blackwell for Bloomington South, four-year starter. Of course, LaFoon, he's been starting since his freshman year as well. Tucker coming in at 19 points a ball game. So Malik LaFoon and Tucker Blackwell are players in the spotlight.
And our player spotlight brought to you before each and every game by Bloomington Hardware. And I missed, there they are, right there in front of me, Smitty. Tonight's player spotlight brought to you by Bloomington Hardware. Shop Bloomington Hardware on the corner of College Mall and Covenanter Drive. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 until 7. Sunday, 10 until 6. Your local True Value, start right, start here. Celebrating over 30 years on the east side. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Cougars, they'll be the home team tonight. And they'll go like this. No lineup changes. Musa Chalo, Holden Chastrimsky, Malik LaFoon, Sean Rutter, and Logan Calvin. Calvin in the post, Rutter at the point. Malik on the wing along with Musa Chalo and Holden Chastrimsky at the forward spot. For the Southsiders, it'll be Josh Hall, Phil King, Tucker Blackwell, Hunter Lloyd, and Chance Coyle. And our referees for tonight, brought to you by the People's State Bank, Bill Brinkman from Cincinnati, Ohio, Jeff Gwynn from Cambridge City, and Brian Foss from Milan. So the purple, dressed in purple tonight, and it'll be Hunter Lloyd, and the Panthers will be going from right to left on our radio dial as we get set, as Bill Brinkman from Cincinnati will toss the ball up. Musa Chalo jumping it with Lloyd, and this game is underway, and the ball's knocked loose, chased down by Tucker Blackwell. Tucker over to Hunter Lloyd. Hunter with the basketball, backs it up, and now Phil King will run the point. Guarded by Sean Rutter, down on the wing, out of the corner, and the first piece of the night, a three, and Chance Coyle puts the Southsiders in front, 3-0. Chance shooting 40% from behind the line. Rutter with the basketball, Jallo with it, over to Malik LaFoon, down on the wing to Logan Calvin. Back out top of the key, Holden Chastrimsky pulled way outside, over to Jallo to Rutter. Back now to Malik LaFoon. And now Bloomington North running some clock. They've been doing this a good part of the second half of the season. Coming in tonight, averaging 52 points a ball game. And a lot of their games have been in the low 50s and 40s. And this is what they did against East Central the other night. In addition to shooting the basketball pretty well, they played excellent defense. Phil King out on Sean Rutter now. That'll be a good matchup to watch. 6:53 to play. Coyle's three-pointer has given the Panthers a 3-0 lead, and they're playing the D. And out on LaFoon is Tucker Blackwell. LaFoon gives it up, back to Musa Chalo, right side of the key. Backs it up over to Holden Chastrimsky, pulled way outside now against Chance Coyle. Malik leaves it now for Rutter, Calvin, and the Panthers content with running their man here, as Bloomington North has not attempted a shot here in their first possession, trailing 3-0. Chalo backs up the offense, over to LaFoon, over to Logan Calvin, down on the wing to Rutter, and guarding too closely there is Phil King.
So they had 26 passes on that possession.
So the Panthers, Phil King, draws the first personal foul. Not used to this game. Actually has started a little before 6. We'll get our ID in here at the next dead ball. Rutter will toss it out for the white-clad North Cougars, trailing 3-0 in tonight's first semifinal. Columbus North and Shelbyville in game two, as Musa Chalo backs up, and guarding him is Josh Hall now. Hall follows Chalo down to the baseline, and the ball's reversed over to Malik LaFoon. Over to Holden Chastrimsky, shot fake in the paint, good defense Blackwell. Back out it goes to LaFoon. They still haven't attempted a shot yet. Rutter almost walked with it, back door, and count it. Well, they made it work. And Holden Chastrimsky with a beautiful recipient pass from Sean Rutter, and he'll go to the free throw line trying to tie this ball game up. So Good patience, and it paid off for the Northsiders, John.
Yeah, again, also they're making the Panthers work hard on defense.
Holding at the free throw line, a 57% free throw shooter ties the ball game at 3-3. Here comes South and Phil King running the point. Down on the wing goes Blackwell, and he's being harassed by Malik Lathune. Andy Hobson already up with instructions. What a beautiful pass inside, and Josh Hall sprung free of Holden Shostrinsky that time and laid it in and was fouled by Holden. And Hall will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
As you say, Joe, great look inside by Phil King.
Josh is 6'5", junior, shooting 58% from the field. He's actually almost shooting better from the field than he is from the free throw line, but it doesn't show there, a 59% free throw shooter, and it's back up to 6-3. 5:39, and now they apply the little press now as South puts a little 2-1-2-2 zone trap on Bloomington North. Lafoon finally breaks it on the pass over to Logan Calvin. Rudder heals the ball right side of the key. Lafoon in and out, no good. A loose ball rebound out to Tucker Blackwell. Down on the wing, that's Hunter Lloyd on the left wing. Wide open is Chance Coyle of three. Got iron left and a high rebound by Musa Chalo. Chalo had 13 of those against Bloomington South in that 20-point loss. There's Rudder from three. Sean Rudder, you'd least expect to hit a three-pointer. I mean, he'll shoot him, but he's only hitting 18% from behind the line, and that was dead right down the well. We're tied at six here. Making the three-pointer, shot fake. Now King takes it. He says, well, you're not going to guard me. I'm going to shoot it. High rebound with the basketball inside. That is Chance Coyle, and he, Chance, has now 5 points. And again, they trap. And again, Bloomington North breaks, and that's going to be key tonight. They've shown balance, and they've played well in the half court now. They trail it, the Northsiders, 8-6. Lafoon deals it over to Holden Shostrinsky as Bloomington South continues in a man-to-man. Rudder, wow, hitting that three-pointer. How much confidence will give that 18% shooter from behind the line, huh? He'll probably try one or two before it's out tonight. Lose and you go home, very simply put. North played well the other night right on this hardwood against the host, East Central Trojans. Beat them 47-31. And again, very controlled, working the ball in the half court. Really making South work defensively. 8-6 ball game already inside the 4 minutes to play. Shot fake from deep. Holden Shostrinsky over to Rudder. Rudder, ball overhead. They reverse it. Lafoon now steps inside. Little 14-footer. Got it. Well, they have been shooting the ball better. We saw that against New Albany in a near upset of the Bulldogs on the final night of the regular season. We got us a good one here. 8-8, 3:27 to play here in the opening quarter. Bill King goes from right to left, down on the wing now. On the left wing, Josh Hall inside, put up a shot. No, got his own rebound, but Rudder stole it right out of his hands. And the upcourt pass a little too long for Lufoon. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be South Panther basketball.
Okay, Joe, a couple teams hooking up here. And Bloomington North, you have to like what they've done here early on. They've showed great patience and have not let Bloomington South get away from them.
Our officials brought to you by the People's State Bank, a local 8-8, our score. Deadlocked here in the opening quarter. Again, Paul misses inside. Had a beautiful pass by Hunter Lloyd and couldn't convert. With the rebound, Jallo's got another one. Moose has been averaging on the year just over 8 rebounds to go along with his 14 points a ball game. Hold it, Shostrinsky, just the left of me here at the East Central Fieldhouse. Calvin holds it, now deals it over to Jallo, will back up the offense, and Moose content with running the point. He and Rudder. Sean got it on the left wing, deals it over to Shostrinsky, back to Malik Lafoon. He backs up the offense now. 2:19 and counting here in the opening quarter, tied at 8. Winner moves into the title round tomorrow against either Columbus North or Shelbyville. South didn't play Shelbyville. North beat Shelbyville in December, and Lafoon has another one, and the Cougars lead it. Malik Lafoon with 4 points at the two-minute mark, and the Northsiders go up by a 10-8 count, their first lead of the ball game. Hunter Lloyd really being harassed defensively. Chalo doing a great job on him. Bounces it over to Phil King now. There's the pick inside on the screen and a nice move inside by Hunter Lloyd. Hunter Lloyd with his first two. Hunter's been averaging just under 10 a ball game, and that's where we are here in the opening quarter, tied at 10 with a minute 34 to play in it. Rutter running the point now. Backs it up against Phil King. Comes from left to right. Top of the circle now. Heels it down on the left wing over to Jastrzemski. Back over to Rutter. Rutter to LeFoon. A shot fake. He'll go inside and bank it in. LeFoon has scored the last 6 points. He's scoring well. He's done it all year. Averaging 16 a ball game. Malik LeFoon. Down to a minute 7. And again, for the second time, North leads it by 2, 12-10. Hampers with the basketball. Creston, they're all purple tonight. They're purple shirts and their trunks tonight. Phil King running the point. Gives it inside off the pass. Shot taken and missed by Hunter Lloyd. Cleared out of there by Sean Rutter, who again is playing well tonight. Rutter across the timeline, and Andy standing in front of his bench, and the Cougs, the way they've really controlled the pace of the game here in the opening quarter, probably will work for the final shot. If Andy has anything to say about it, they have a 12-10 lead here, and they have the basketball, and that's what they're going to do. They'll work for the final shot. Musa Chalo just dribbling down the top of the East Central insignia here. They're called the Trojans here at the Fieldhouse. LeFoon, yep. Rutter will come out and run the point now as LeFoon goes down to the, or rather Chalo to the baseline, and let's see. And there's a turnover on a real good defensive heads-up play that time by Chance Coyle. He just blocked the vision for a second of Musa Chalo, and the ball, Musa got his hand on it, but he was too close to the end line. It goes out of bounds, and with 9 seconds to play, South can tie it up or go ahead. Tucker Blackwell finally handling the basketball. Step back three on its way. Got iron. No. Fight for the rebound. That's the end of the first quarter. And the North Cougars with a 12-10 lead. Shooting the ball well. Using patience. Using time off the clock to their benefit after the first eight-minute quarter. There's timeout on the court. Into the first quarter of play. 12-10. Northside leads the Cougars on our commercial service scoreboard. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Well, back we come. Side out to the North Cougars as Riley Crean has settled into the lineup. Sean Rutter will bring the ball across the timeline. He'll work it over to Holden Jastrzemski. Now with the basketball, Chalo to Crean. LeFoon had 6 points in the opening quarter, and North missed only one shot. They were 5 of 6 from shooting from the field. North only, or rather South, only 1 of 4. They hit 40% in the opening quarter. Rutter with the basketball. Crean comes out and gets it. Almost lost the pass, but LeFoon holds on to it. Well defense that time by Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell out of the first quarter with no points. He had only one shot. He had 26 in that first meeting back in January. With it is Rutter now. Out on him, Phil King over to Chalo. And again, North with a 12-10 lead, very intent, with just working the half court right now. As Chalo gets a little bit more pressure from Lloyd, there's Crean out of the corner. And a three-pointer it was, Riley Crean. And the biggest lead of the ball game for either ball club is Crean. Guns in a triple, and it's a 15-10 at the 6:52 mark of the first half. And the Cougar fans, and they brought a pretty good crowd here for a 6 o'clock ball game 100 miles away from home. 6:42, we're in the second quarter if you just dialed us in. South trails by 5. And that's been the old bugaboo in these three-game stretch in which they've lost all three to Bloomington South. Just terrible first halves that have put them down way big by double digits. Played decently in the second half, but the game had already been, for all intents and purposes, won in the opening 16 minutes. A three-pointer by Hunter Lloyd. No good, and Jallo's got another rebound. How many has he got tonight, John?
He's got 4.
Chalo across the timeline. He hasn't scored yet tonight, but 4 rebounds. He's got it right now, and on his arm, and it's going to be Hunter Lloyd.
Hey, Joe, one thing the Panthers are going to have to do, they can't get frustrated trying to score. You know, they're forcing some shots up. The offensive end, they got to continue to be patient, look for the good shot.
Well, JR not just very stoically is standing in front of his bench, and now he sits down, not particularly caring for the goings-on right now from his ball club, as they yet to get unraveled offensively. North has held possession here in the first half with just great patience. There's a beautiful move by Chalo, got his own rebound, missed again, cleared out of there by Chance Coyle. Here come the Purple. They trail 15-10, 5:46 to play. North really playing hustle basketball. Riley Crean right in the face now of Tucker Blackwell. That'll be Riley's man right now. And what does Crean do? He comes off the bench, wasn't in the game a minute, and he guns in a three-pointer. There's a beautiful move inside by Hunter Lloyd. His second field goal cuts the North lead to three, 15-12. 5:23 to play here. We're in the second quarter. Crean deals it down on the wing. That's Holden Jastrzemski. Holden the senior back to Riley. Riley on the left wing, about where he hit that three earlier in the quarter. Deals it over to Jastrzemski around the horn. Rudder. Look at the North. Everybody's handling the ball. And now Musa Jallo trying to find a seam, a crack or a crevice. As Bloomington North, the rather south, tightens that man-to-man. Down to Jallo, back to Rudder now. Rudder Harris by Phil King on the wing. Again, Crean got another one.
Man.
Riley Crean has gunned in 2 3-pointers. And it's 18-12. Again, the biggest lead of the ball game at 6. The biggest lead was 5. Compliments of Crean, and he has hit back-to-back 3-pointers since he's checked in 3 minutes ago. Out of the wing again, and 3 of it's right back. Hunter Lloyd says, take that. He's been the scorer. North playing well. LaFoon now with 8 points. North held south to only 40% in the opening quarter. And again, a 20-15 lead. Biggest lead has been 6 here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Phil King and out on him. Right in his grill is Rudder. Shot taken and forced, but it went in anyway by Tucker Blackwell. And that was a deuce. Tucker's first basket of the night. And it's 20-17. Rudder across the timeline. Hawk by Phil King over to Riley Crean, who's pumped in 2 3-pointers in this quarter. Musa Jallo yet to score, drives the lane. He's scored right now, caught it. And he'll go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
So the other thing the Cougars are doing here, they're just spreading the good spacing and opening up things inside.
22-17. The biggest lead has been 6. And Jallo can tie that here with this free throw, and he's a good one, 82%, and he does. And the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and North has their second 6-point lead of this ball game. And out of the ball game, let's see. Hunter Lloyd comes out.
2 fouls.
As Hunter was guilty of that second personal foul, and he also leaves as the leading Southside scorer with 7, Ben Chasteen, right in front of me. Deals it over to Chance Lloyd. Pumps up a shot. Got iron. Rebounded by Josh Hall. And a rebound foul on the Panther. We'll wait and see. They're going to give it on Blackwell or they're going to put it on Hall. I think it's going to be on Josh. His first personal foul in the ball game. That is the 15th foul against Bloomington South. Biggest lead of the ball game. We've had now 2 6-point leads. Hurried across the timeline comes Sean Rudder. Deals it over to Riley Crean. He zips it right back over to Malik LaFoon, who has scored well in the opening half with 8 points. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Crean really looking to score. Put up another one. Got it. Riley Crean with 8 points in the quarter. And timeout called J.R. Holmes. Better find someone to get on Crean. 2:51 to play here in the first half. The biggest lead of the ball game, 8. By the Cougars, 25-17 on our commercial service scoreboard. Back in a half minute. You're listening. Let's make it a full break. It's a full 1 minute break. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. J.R. Holmes wanted a little powwow. His team trailing right now, 25-17, the largest deficit in the ball game. And Riley Crean has been the culprit. He has scored 8 points here in the quarter, including 2 threes. As South is really struggling offensively, and North's about as hot as we've seen him, maybe going back 2 years to that great team Andy had in 14.
Okay, Joe, they've hit 10 of 13 from the field. LaFoon is 4 of 5, and Crean 3 of 3, so they're combined 7 of 8.
Blackwell now across the timeline he comes, being harassed over there by Musa Jallo down on the wing. Trey Bamba's checked back into the ballgame, or into the ballgame for the first time. Blackwell, Phil King now. Ben Chasteen stays in the game for the foul-laden Hunter Lloyd. A shot of 3, fouled in 3-point range by Musa Jallo. Not real smart there.
Blackwell did a great job of drawing the foul from Musa.
Well, Tucker has worked a lot on that step back three anyway, and that's what that one was, and it drew too much of a jello on him. And here's Tucker at the free throw line. Panthers have been there only one time, and that was Josh Hall converting. Blackwell, a 71% free throw shooter on the air, averaging coming into the postseason right at 19 points a ball game. And Tucker rolls it in, and again, he'll have three. Cuts the lead down to 7, 25-18. If you just joined us here in the opening game tonight, tipped it really a little before 6 o'clock. That's a terrible-looking free throw by Blackwell. He steps clear out of the free throw lane, shakes his head, and now he's back in with his conventional three dribbles on its way. Got it. Don't know what happened on that other one, but nonetheless, he'll score two from the line, two of three. He's got four in the ball game, and it's 25-19. And we got a whistle and a problem. Ben Chasteen got the foul called on him that time against Sean Rutter. Got a hand on him. And now the Cougars will have the basketball right in front of the north side bench.
Sure, you recall in the New Albany game that the Cougars panicked against that four-court pressure, and they're not doing that here tonight.
Well, South tried it. South tried a little 2-2-1 trap, and it didn't work, as North has taken care of the ball tonight, and they're hitting at a great rate, much like they did against New Albany, 25-19. Certainly not in any kind of awe of Bloomington South. They just didn't show up that Friday night on the McKinney court back in early January. They were just listless. Nothing went right, and they got their fanning speed. Now they've come out on fire, led 12-10 at the end of one, had an 8-point lead, whittled down to six, and they're back to their ball movement in the half court. Really, you know, giving Bloomington South defensively a go at it here these first 16 minutes of the first half. Rutter shut off. Good defense by King. Over to Musa Jallo. Bounces it to Logan Calvin, who's back into the ball game. Down on the wing, Jallo free. Green tries the left side. He finally misses the shot. It goes out of bounds. Let's see. It'll be purple basketball. Tonight's broadcast of North-South sectional basketball being brought to you in part by Morrison's Appliances. They do their homework, and their technicians know all the brands inside and out. They're on West Kirkwood. My golly, they've been there for decades. Online at morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. So Chasteen and King stay in the purple shirts with Blackwell, Trey Bamba, Chance Coyle, the 5-4 Bloomington South, and Bamba's walking with the basketball. So right, there's an unforced turnover, John.
Right, that's the first turnover against Bloomington South. Bloomington North has two in the ball game.
Well played game to this standpoint. Riley Crean will take it out now. Deals it over to Sean Rutter. Rutter defense by Phil King. Still on the dribble now. Top of the key. Works it left side. And Crean has changed sides from right to left. Now he goes back down to the left baseline, and Chasteen follows him down there. And now what have we got? A turnover. Jallo looking for Crean to cut. And Riley went one way. The ball went the other. Turnover number three for Bloomington North here in the opening half. Yeah, you know, in that New Albany game, well, actually, they shot 59%. It was something uncanny, wasn't it, John?
They were over 60% for the first three quarters, and then they slipped a little in the fourth quarter to finish at 59.5%.
North trapping right now, whoever has the ball. Chasteen right now, ball knocked out of his hands by Sean Rutter. It'll be South Panther basketball. The other night, Tuesday night, they played in BD Central and held them to 26% shooting. And John, Southside's not hitting much better. I mean, what were they, 4 of 10 in the opening 8 minutes?
They proved a little bit. They're just under 50% at the moment.
With it is Phil King.
If you're a North fan, that'll be his second.
I think it is on Mr. Jallo. And that is two on Musa with 31 seconds to play. And here is Bamba misfiring at the free throw line. Trey, 71% in his limited opportunities from the free throw line. He's in early tonight, the 6'5 junior. And now here comes his cousin, Chris Bamba, with 31 seconds to play here before half. 25-19, Cougars lead it. And it's in the air by Bamba, Trey, and he's got one of two. Cuts the lead down to five now with 31 seconds to play. And again, full court pressure now as King looks Rutter face to face. And Sean, with good speed, comes across the timeline. Backs up the offense now with 22 seconds to play. Still with the basketball. And King on him like a piece of duct tape inside. Jastrzemski over to Riley Crean. Back to to Rutter, and they'll play for the final shot. They'll either go in five or maybe eight. Rutter steps inside, a little stutter step move. Over to LeFoon, a three, dumps it. Down to one, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play as Malik LeFoon guns one in from about 23 feet, and Bloomington North goes into the dressing room leading South 28-20 here at the end of the first 16 minutes of play. Stark contrast from when it was 33-15 back in January on the Cougar home court, but boy, the maroon and gold, the home team tonight dressed in their home whites. They are playing and just have played their best first half of basketball this season in the 23 games that they have played. Our halftime show has arrived, brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. They've been servicing folks around Monroe County and the surrounding areas since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. So, intermission 28-20. You just joined us. North led at the end of the first quarter 12-10. They lead it by eight. That's been the biggest lead of the ball game, held twice by Bloomington North over the Panthers. And John will have numbers, and I'll return. And we'll recap an afternoon that did not go right for the IU women of Terry Morin when we come back to the tiny hamlet of St. Leon, Indiana, in southeastern Indiana after this two-minute break. 28-20 on our commercial service scoreboard. North leads South. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to the East Central Fieldhouse here on the grounds of East Central High School on a semifinal basketball Friday night, along with our producer, Jim Ritter. High atop our studios at One City Center downtown, Joe Smith and John Callahan resting here at halftime with the North Cougars leading South 28-20. John will be along with his numbers in a second. But South held the early lead. As a matter of fact, they came out and Chance Coyle hit a three to get them rolling, but that's been their only lead of the ball game as North caught up at five, took the lead. Riley Crean, what a boost he gave the North Siders, inserted in the start of the second quarter, and John will tell you how many he scored, and Malik LeFoon scoring well as well in that ball game back in January, and we got to make note of it because they just didn't have the balance. They shot only 44% from the ball game, and really at halftime they were out of it. It was 33-15, but boy, they have righted the ship tonight. And again, a springboard from what they did the other night against East Central, and really it only got better. I mean, East Central scored a scant 11 points in the second half against Bloomington North. They turn in one of these efforts again, and we're going to have an upset of a defending sectional champion right off the get-go, and North will be playing for a title. And a lot of people didn't expect that, especially the ones that live on the other side of Bloomington and Monroe County on the south side. John will have his numbers. We'll continue along. We will tell you that a tough loss for the women earlier today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Northwestern playing their third game in 3 days. Beat the Hoosiers 79-73. Indiana now 20-11, and they'll await the NCAA selection show. Nothing's a given, and that's 10 days from now. Amanda Cahill with a double-double, her 11th of the year, 23-13. Tyra Buss had 16. Alexis Gassian had 11. But the Indiana women lose 79-73 to Northwestern earlier today in the quarterfinal round of the Women's Big Ten Tournament at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. It's 28-20, resting here at halftime, with Bloomington North leading the Panthers of South. John will be back to continue along after this one-minute break. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball.
Welcome back to the East Central Fieldhouse, where the Bloomington North Cougars, some sharp shooting in the first half, lead Bloomington South 28-20 here at the half. The Cougars, big story in this ball game. They only missed four shots, 11 of 15 shooting, 73%. They were 4 of 5 behind the line for 80%. That's the difference. Bloomington South, they were 7 of 16 for 44%, 2 of 6 behind the line for 33%. Individually for the Cougars, Malik LeFoon hit 5 of 6 shots, including a 3 ball. He's actually hit his last 5 shots. He has 11 points to lead all scorers in the contest. Miley Green off the bench, hit three of four, including two of three behind the line. He's got 8. 3 points each from Holden Jastrzemski, Musa Jallo, and Sean Rutter. Jallo has 5 rebounds. Sean Rutter has 3 assists and a couple of rebounds. For the Bloomington South Panthers, Hunter Lloyd with 7 points. He went out of the contest midway in the second quarter after picking up his second foul. He has hit 3 of 5 from the field, including 1 of 2 behind the line. And he has 7 points. 5 points for Chance Coyle. Coyle hitting 2 of 4 from the field. Josh Hall has 3 points. Tucker Blackwell with 4 points. Trey Bamba had a free throw there in the second quarter for his only point of the ball game. Again, Bloomington North hitting 73% from the field. Bloomington South hitting 44%. Turnovers, Bloomington North had 3 in the first half. Bloomington South only turned it over 1 time. Again, they just cannot to this point solve Bloomington North's shooting. They are red hot. Again, Bloomington North has been dictating the tempo in this contest. They had 26 passes on the very first possession of the game. And to this point, I think Bloomington South, they've maybe not taken the shot that they would like in a possession, but they're just trying to get back into the ball game. And again, until they can stop Bloomington North's hot shooting, they will continue to trail in this contest. Joe, a couple of quick scores on our commercial service scoreboard at the half over in Brown County. West Vigo leads Northview 23-22. And we have a first quarter score. Linton leads Eastern Green at the end of the first quarter, 13-6.
All right, side out to Bloomington South, I believe. Our halftime show has been brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith. J&S, Jimmy and the gang at 508 West 17th Street, a proud sponsor of high school athletics here in our town and county. Stop out to see the fellas there on West 17th Street. Next week going to be, well, rainy but mild. It'll get you thinking April anyway, so service the mowers and get that done in March, huh? The Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIKs. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call. Area code 812-334-1213. Tucker Blackwell will trigger the ball out. Side out to South. Bill King. Josh Hall. Hunter Coyle. Hunter Lloyd got in foul trouble. He was lifted after he got his second personal foul, and Chance Coyle. Chance scored on the opening three-pointer of the night and picked up only one other field goal, and the Cougars hitting lights out 73%, 11 of 15. It's easier to tell you they've missed only four shots all night long. All right, here we come. As Tucker guns it in, and we're underway here in the second half, early part of the third quarter. Panthers dressed in purple tonight. They are the designated visiting team. Tucker down on the wing. Josh Hall hits his first shot of the second half. Hall with 4, and that cuts into the lead of 28-22. And now a little full court pressure now applied by Phil King. Here comes Bloomington North across the timeline. North, the cheer block, very animated tonight, backing their Cougars, and for good reason. They've seen their best 16 minutes of play. Listen to them, huh? Now the Panther fans getting into it. Musa Jallo delivers it now. They work it from left to right. Back over it goes to Rutter against Bill King. Sean behind the back dribble. Nice stop and go move. Great defense underneath. And let's see. It's going to be South basketball. As Rutter had his foot on the end line, Sean.
Yeah, he kind of traveled into no man's land there. They were double teaming him, and he had no choice really but to step on the out of bounds line because he didn't have nowhere to go.
Bill King has really, really been impressive with his defense this year. Holds up a set play with a left fist. Now with the basketball down on the wing, trying to feed Hall. Out it goes to Hunter Lloyd. Lloyd to the hoop, put up a shot. No, but he was fouled going in. That's another thing. Bloomington North didn't turn the ball over, but only 3 times. They had only, 3 or 4 personal fouls in the opening half as well.
3 personal fouls in the first half.
And Hunter Lloyd to the free throw line, 66% on the year. Both of these teams this year shoot free throws well as Lloyd connects. Both are shooting 72%. Panthers in their 24th game tonight. The Cougars in their 23rd, and they are first half of their 23rd game, they have played their best basketball of the year. That one flips up, goes around, and falls off as Logan Calvin deals it over to Riley Crean now. Crean back into the ball game now. What a big second quarter that young man had with 8 points. Missed only one shot. And here is Norris spreading its offense again. Musa Jallo tried to take inside. And let's see, did he lose the ball? It's going to be, they say, Cougar basketball. Panthers not agreeing with it. Neither's Chance Coyle. He thought Jallo touched it last. It'll be Riley Crean triggering it in. North's biggest lead tonight has been 8. LaFoon goes back in backcourt and goes gets it. And here we go. As Tucker Blackwell has scored, but 2 points tonight. Make it 4 points. I'm sorry. 2 free throws and a field goal. And he steals the ball. No, that is Chance Coyle, and he's fouled from behind by Malik LaFoon. Well, Malik wasn't going to have him slam it on him.
The Mount Wilmington North Show getting away from what their success in the first half, besides hitting nearly all their shots. They took good care of the basketball. Now they're starting to turn it over.
Well, here comes Calvin out of the ball game, and Holden Jastrzemski checks in for Andy Hodson. A non-shooting foul. That is the first foul here in the second half. Actually, the first foul on Malik LaFoon. With the basketball is Chance Coyle. Deals it over to King, and Chance gets it back. Tucker Blackwell on the right wing. Defense by Holden. A step back three. Got iron. He's been short tonight, and here comes Rutter. Sean Rutter leading the attack, and his pocket pick by Phil King. He almost lost the dribble. Still with it, and LaFoon takes it right back. North's got the numbers. Here comes Riley Crean. Deals it over to Rutter. Down on the wing, Jastrzemski, a three. He missed it in the placement. And there's Jallo underneath. He's fouled on a great, great hustle move to pick up the offensive rebound, and he was hammered by a Panther.
Jallo, again, as you say, Joe, got great position inside.
Back and forth we went. Teams turning it over uncharacteristically here in the start of the third quarter in the second half. Here's Musa at the free throw line. He will get two, and that one did everything but fall in. Jallo with three, averaging just under 15 a ball game. 28-23, North has not scored here in the third quarter in the air. Got it. So the lead is back to 6. Jallo 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 4, and here comes South. They're trailing by 6. 29-23. Biggest lead has been 8 on 2 different occasions for the North Cougars. South's biggest lead has been 3 right at the outset of the ball game when Chance Coyle hit that opening 3. Hunter Lloyd comes in a triple. His second of the ball game, and that cuts into the lead, 29-26. Boy, Chance Coyle dialed into Musa Jallo, huh? Right in his grill. 29-26. Jallo, let's see, offensive foul. Yep. And let's see, one referee. It's going to be a 5-second non-movement with the ball, John.
Yeah, it could have gone either way with the charge, but they called the 5-second call.
Inside 5 to play. 3 to play. Blackwell. Ben Chastain has checked into the ball game for Phil King. Now Blackwell will run the point. Coyle goes down on the wing. There goes Chastain on the other wing. Double high post with Hall. He gets it, deals it over to his playmate, Hunter Lloyd. Hunter Lloyd over to Blackwell around LaFoon, still on the dribble, and he threw it away. Last touch by a Cougar. South got lucky there.
They certainly did.
It'll be Panther basketball in their own end zone. 4:33 to play. We're in the third. Giant upset here in the making. North trying to end the 3-game losing streak in this series, be it the regular season or postseason game. Shot blocked by Malik LaFoon against Blackwell. And there you might be able to hear it. Thumper knocking some shoe leather off on the hardwood. J.R. Holmes. Lloyd deals it free. Coyle. That chance. Or rather, Ben Chastain knocks it in. I beg your pardon. Only saw one three. That's because he wears jersey 3, not 33. A timeout, Bloomington North. And we're tied at 29. 4:02 to play in the third, and the Panther fans are standing back. As North called a powwow in 1 minute, you're listening on our commercial service scoreboard. We're deadlocked at 29 here in St. Leon, North and South. You're listening to North-South sectional basketball. Well, the South Panthers, they haven't lost a basketball game since December the 30th. They're on a 9-1 run to start the second half, and Green helps Musa Jallo. And here comes the North offense. They've been held to 1 point, and that's been a free throw by Musa Jallo. And he's been really hawked here by Chance Coyle. Malik LaFoon out on him is Ben Chastain. Ben, the senior, unheralded kid, comes in, does his work. And, boy, that was a big three that he unloaded that brought the Panthers into a tie at 29, and that's where we are. Jallo, or rather LaFoon, put up a shot short, rebounded out of there by Chastain. Quickly out court, in the half court already. Come the purple shirts, with it is Blackwell. Good defense by LaFoon, down on the wing left. That is Coyle spinning inside. Check it, Lloyd. He misses. Rebounded by LaFoon. Pass breaking up to Rutter. And Chastain, let's say, who threw the ball in. It was last touch by Rutter. South basketball. What a beautiful move by Ben Chastain.
Yeah, so Wilmington North had four turnovers in the first half. They've already had four here in the third quarter. But again, as you say, great play by Chastain.
They have yet to score from the field. South on a 9-1 run here in the early going. Well, now we're down to 3 minutes to play. We've played five here in the third. Chastain with the basketball comes out of the corner, top of the key. Hunter Lloyd still on the dribble, down to Ben. A three-pointer out of the corner. Got it. Ben Chastain doing an impression of Riley Green. How about this? A 12-1 run. The last 6 points scored by Ben Chastain. And the Panthers have their biggest lead of the ball game. They have matched it since the early basket. And there's a shot out of control as Jallo. But Blackwell is going to be the guilty party. So Tucker picks up the personal foul, and to the line will go Musa Jallo or Willie. It's a non-shooting foul, and Riley Crean will trigger it out. South with its biggest lead since it was 3-0. Crean, a three.
Got it.
Riley Crean out of the corner, and we're tied at 32. Crean with 11 points. Riley's third three of the ball game. Here comes Lloyd. Hunter with the basketball. 6'2 senior backs it up, looks for Chastain, and Ben gets the ball. What a quarter he's had here, replacing Phil King, and he just turns the ball over.
A good call.
Chastain with back-to-back triples. Green answered one of them, his third of the night. He's got 11 in the ball game. So with 2:11 to play, we're right back where we started at 29. It's 32-32. We're in the third. But it was a quick 12-1 run as Chastain gunned home a couple of threes and put the Panthers in front by three, and now North can regain the lead. Rutter with the basketball. Out in deep backcourt offensively. On him is Chastain. Almost lost it. Almost went over and back. Put very close to the line. Heels it over to Jallo now. On him is Chance Coyle. And off the pass from Riley Crean, deals it over to Jallo, back to Riley, deals it now down on the left wing. That's Holden Jastrzemski across the lane. Good defense by Hunter Lloyd. Backs it up now, and Malik LaFoon, pressing him right in his chest, is Tucker Blackwell. Deals it over to Riley Crean now. Crean backing up the offense, deals it now over to Hunter Jastrzemski, or rather Holden Jastrzemski, to Riley. And now North in their, well, their patient delay. They're not holding the ball. I mean, this is the way they played from the outset, and that's why they started the ball game 5 of 6 in the opening quarter. My gosh, if you just tuned us in, they shot 73% and led by 8 at halftime, 28-20. Ball almost stolen, collision, Blackwell and LaFoon, and it's going to be, I believe, on Tucker Blackwell.
Yeah, Tucker going for the steal that time and got too much of the body.
Too much of the body as Crean will take the ball out of bounds right in front of us. 32-32, inside a minute to play. Riley deals it in to Musa Jallo, and here we go. Jallo hawked by Hunter Lloyd. On the wing now, Ben Chastain goes out. Pressures now the ball handler, and that is Sean Rutter. Sean backing him up, still on the dribble, clears it over to Jallo now. Down to 31 seconds to play. We're tied at 32. North's kind of game. And a foul called on Chance Coyle.
He has second personal foul again. As you say, Joe Blunt and North being very patient, doing a great job of spreading the floor.
Well, North, you know, going back here just since they scored 73 and lost to Terre Haute South in January, 47, 46, 48, 41, 56, 41, 35, 52, 47. That's been their offense. And it has dropped down, obviously, to 52-5. So, in essence, you know, in this losing streak, which ended the other night against the Central, as Jallo puts up one too hard. It was cleared out of there by Tucker Blackwell with two. With one, he runs, fires a three-pointer. No good, and that's the end of the third quarter. So the Cougars and the Panthers tied at 32, and it was a 12-1 run at the start of the third quarter, fueled by Ben Chasteen's back-to-back three-pointers, and Scott and South back into the ball game. Fourth and final quarter on our commercial service scoreboard after these timeouts. You're listening to North-South. We'll break for a minute. Sectional basketball. Well, the first 2 points of the second half for Malik LeFoon come from the free throw line. Welcome back, everyone, to the East Central Fieldhouse. We're underway in the fourth and final quarter. North with a 34-32 lead. Chasteen, a three, got iron here. Tracks down his own rebound down on the left wing. Brings the offense. No, he's going to shoot another three. That's three of them tonight. How about Ben Chasteen? Off the bench with 9 points. As the senior come to play tonight, much like Riley Crean with his 11 to lead Bloomington North. 35-34, Southside with the one-point lead. They'll play the D. Redder across the timeline, over to Musa Jallo. Holden Jastrzemski with the basketball left side of the key. Malik LeFoon now backs him up. Tucker Blackwell on him as LeFoon takes a dribble now over to Sean Redder. Cutting through, getting no ball was Jallo that time as Holden Jastrzemski with the basketball. Holden's been quiet tonight, held to 3 points. Now Rudder out on him is Ben Chasteen, who's remained in the game for Phil King as J.R. Holmes going with the hot hand. And boy, has Ben Chasteen been hot. John will give you the shooting splits in the third quarter here in a second. As Rudder just holds the ball, looks back at Andy Hodson. Now takes the offense back, top of the circle. Heels it over to Holden Jastrzemski now is Riley Crean. 35-34. South clinging to a one-point lead after the three-pointer gunned in by Ben Chasteen. Jallo back to Rudder. John, the third quarter shooting splits.
Okay, the Cougars hit just 1 of 4, so they dropped from the 73 down to 63. Panthers hitting now 46% from the field for the game.
Riley Crean takes a little shot, got a shot an air ball, and let's see, rebounded by LeFoon. Did he run out of real estate? Timeout call, Bloomington North. Smart call by Andy Crean as LeFoon was almost out of bounds after Riley Crean didn't give enough oomph to the ball from the left baseline and it touched nothing. We'll keep it right here. Quick moving ball game, 35-34. John South on top by a point.
Again, when they got back into the ball game in the third quarter, the Panthers did hitting 4 of 8 from the field. They were 3 of 5 from behind the line, so that helped the offensive output. Bloomington North again, they only took 4 shots in that third quarter and hit 1 of them.
Tonight's broadcast of North-South Sectional Basketball brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield Security has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and more over a monitored security system for a safe and efficient home or office. Schedule a free on-site assessment. Give Smithfield a call, 812-876-2211. Green will trigger it out. Does the Musa Jallo deep in the paint. Back it goes now to Malik LeFoon. Right to left, back up with a shot, around and off. Rebounded by Jastrzemski, put it up, no good. Tipped up Jastrzemski, no, tipped up shallow. And what do we got? Could have offensive goaltending. Let's see what we got, a shove underneath. The ball never went in. And it's going to be nailed on Musa Jallo, and that is his third personal foul on the rebound attempt. And right now, J.R. Holmes wants a timeout. 5:32 to play. J.R. will break for a half minute. On our commercial service scoreboard, Panthers clinging to a 35-34 lead. Back in a half, you're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer tonight, Jim Ritter, from the East Central Fieldhouse here in tiny St. Leon, Indiana. Cougars looking for an upset as Malik LeFoon will go out and defense Tucker Blackwell now. Tucker tonight has been held to 4 points, and that is 15, 14 below his average. With the basketball now, and there's a shot by Vance Coyle, a three-pointer. Well, he opened the ball game with a three, and now South with its biggest lead of the game at 38-34. Malik LeFoun, or rather Musa Shallow, looks up at the clock now. 5:03 to play here in the ball game. Boy, South coming back and getting a big-time lift from senior Ben Chasteen with 3 three-pointers. There is Shallow, bounces around, falls off, cleared out of there by Tucker Blackwell. Up court he comes, Riley Crean with a nice defensive play. And tumbling down hard that time for the Southsiders, I believe, was Hunter Lloyd. And he may have, I don't know if he just took one of the solar plexus or hurt his ankle.
Maybe in the hip area.
The hip flexor type thing. He hit the hardwood. Took a jolt. Good defensive play by Riley Crean. And on the turnover, North gets the basketball. They trail with 4:44 to play, a lifetime.
Boy, Lloyd's a tough kid. Look at him out there. Grimacing. Yep. He doesn't want to come off the floor.
We're in the fourth and final quarter. North looking for the big-time upset here in the postseason. Andy Hodson only 1-6 against JR in the postseason down through the years. 38-34. Backing up the Cougar offense is Musa Jallo. Jallo's been held only one field goal. Heck, he's got only 4 points, and that's 10 below his average. Unsung heroes tonight. Riley Crean with 11 for Bloomington North, and Ben Chasteen with 9. And there's the ball down to Crean, and the ball's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Cougar basketball.
Show the other thing here in the second half for the Cougars. They've hit just 1 of 8 shots in the second half after hitting 73% in the first half.
And that was a three-pointer by Riley Crean, and that's been it. Remember, John, they started South, and there's a bad pass by Riley Crean. Blackwell intercepted it. He ran out of bounds, and he can't come back in and get his own ball that he knocked loose. So it'll be Cougar basketball, and we'll do it again. Chance Coyle, Ben Chasteen stays in, Josh Hall, Tucker Blackwell, and Hunter Lloyd. Here come the white-flatted North Cougars across the timeline in the half court. Malik LeFoun shot fake with the ball, and now we got a grab and a hold. I think Coyle got it. So Chance is going to pick up his second personal foul. Let's wait and see. I know it was on Chance Coyle, and that's his third personal foul. North has been whistled for only 3 fouls here in the second half. This is 1-1 time for LeFoun, a very good free throw shooter. He's 3 of 3 tonight, earns the bonus, an 81% free throw shooter. And now LeFoun, who scored 11, has 14 of the ball game to lead the Northsiders, can draw him to within 2 in the air, and he hit the rim, his first miss of the night. Cleared out of there by Tucker Blackwell. Tucker, not in any particular hurry, walks it across the timeline. Pressured now by Jallo. Deals it over to Chasteen. North hustles out, and they're man-to-man now. And again, Lloyd takes a nasty spill, and the Cougars steal it away. Riley Crean again had his hand in there. To slap it away, and Rutter will walk it across the timeline. We're separated by a three-pointer here as Rutter sets up the offense. Over to Musa Jallo. Dances the ball back out, top of the center circle. Deals it now over to Rutter. Cross-court pass to Holden Jastrzemski now. Riley Crean cutting through. No pass. Down to Jallo on the left wing with 3:11 to play here in the fourth and final quarter. South got back in it. Got on top. Crean will fire a three. Got iron. No. Loose ball rebound. Here comes Lloyd. Hunter on the dribble. And in the half court already the purple shirts. And now JR wants a little spread here. They're double-teaming Lloyd. He finally rather Chance Coyle. And now down to Hunter Lloyd. Hunter's really gifted out there. Down on the wing, let's see what do we got. Ball knocked loose again by Crean, but it was last touched by Riley. And triggering the ball out, but we got a timeout called, and a full one it is. We'll break for a minute. Andy Hodson calling the timeout with 2:45 to play here in regulation. We're in the fourth quarter. On our commercial service scoreboard, 38-35, Southsiders clinging to the three-point lead back in a minute. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Before we go back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370.
WGCL Bloomington.
South with the three-point lead, 2:38 to play in the ball game. Double team. Callow almost stole it away from Hunter Lloyd. With it is Blackwell down on the wing. With it is Chance Coyle off from the left side. Big basket as Chance Coyle now with five in this half. As he's starting to get his offensive flow. 40-35. Again, the biggest lead of the ball game for Bloomington South. With it is LeFoon, almost walked with the ball. Great defense by Blackwell. Shot taken and missed, forced by LeFoon, rebounded by Chastain. I can't say enough about the play of senior Ben Chastain off the bench tonight. And he is double-teamed, and we got a call and a timeout by Bloomington South. 40-35 with 1:57 to play here. In regulation, the winner moves to the championship game tomorrow night. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock, whichever team wins, be with JR or Andy. The other local will go home. The season will be over. And, John, we've had an exciting ball game. And, boy, just a microcosm of just the way the second half has unfolded after the way North played so soundly and shot so well in the opening 16 minutes.
Yeah, they've really struggled here in the second half, just 1 of 10. On the field in the second half. Bloomington South, on the other hand, here in the fourth quarter, they have hit 3 of 4 from the field in the second half. In the third quarter, they were 4 of 8, so they've improved their shooting here in the second half. And Bloomington North, they scored from the free throw line. They had the 1-3 ball. Or actually, no, they had the 3 ball there from Cream in the third quarter. But it's
championship. North beat them 38-35. It's 40-35. South with the 5-point lead. Just inside 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. As Coyle will trigger it in to Tucker Blackwell across the timeline, back to Chance. Tucker now double teamed by Crean and by Jallow. Paul comes out and helps over to Chastain. A good ball handler, and we got a touch foul called against Malik LeFoux. So Malik picks up the personal foul. That is only the fourth team foul on Bloomington North here in the second half. And as John told you, they have hit only one field goal here in the entire second half, and that was a Riley Crean three. And that was in the third quarter.
Sure was.
40-35. South came from 8 down to tie it at the end of 3. 32-32. There's a bad pass, and it's going to be over and back.
And miscommunication there between Hall and Blackwell.
Big time. Turnover Bloomington South, and the Cougars have the basketball in their own half court. Panthers. Riley Crean will trigger it in.
Excuse me, Joe. Panthers only 6 turnovers. Bloomington North with 9.
1:41 and the clock running here. South playing the defense, man to man. With it is Holden Jastrzemski. Blocked beautifully by Hunter Lloyd. Cleared out of there by Chance Coyle. Over to Blackwell. He takes his spill. And still down on the hardwood. Blackwell really took a nasty spill. And now finally, Chance Coyle calls the timeout. Man alive, we had 1, 2, 3, 4 players on the hardwood. Blackwell's okay, but his nose and under his left eye is just puffed up red. And here's South. They just wanted to control things here. They said, we're ready to go, and they got the ball. Phil King is back in the ball game. Over to Tucker Blackwell, 1:11 to play, and Riley Crean in there again. Loose ball. It's going to be North basketball.
Great play defensively by Crean.
Boy, is Riley Crean playing his rump off. Got his hand in there again. About the third time tonight, Crean has really come up with either the steal or has induced the steal. Cougar fans are standing. They're down 5 with 1 minute to play. Need a basket right here. 40-35. They trail by 5. South's biggest lead of the ball game. There goes Rudder to the glass. Got it. Sean Wetter hits his first field goal of the second half. Keep in mind, that's only the second field goal this half for Bloomington North, and Jallo fouls Phil King. So Jallo picks up his fourth personal foul. He's got a fouling. 42 yeah. seconds to play. It's still a non-shooting foul. They have one more to give before they go into 1-1. So South is already giving North a bonus situation here as Malik LaFoon will defense Tucker Blackwell right in front of me here. 40-37 as Tucker deals it in now, and here comes Coyle across the timeline. Redder on him. Down to 37 seconds. You don't want to foul Coyle. Their shot missed by Chance. Rebounded out of there by Logan Calvin, who's back in the ball game. Andy's going to want a timeout. He gets it. And Sean Rutter obliges him right in front of the Cougars. Bench will break for a full minute with 28 seconds to play. 40-37, a three sends it to overtime. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Well, here we go. Andy Hobson talking over the strategies. Riley Crean right in front of him. He'll trigger it in. Riley finally gets it in. To Moussa Jallo, who's playing with four. I beg your pardon. That's Malik LaFoon. He's the best of the three-point shooters, and he's got the ball in his hands down to 19. 18 seconds, trying to draw the foul. There's a bad pass, and Blackwell comes up with a steal and a timeout called by Bloomington South's Chance Coyle. He saw Blackwell was going to get to the ball, which he did, and he smartly called a timeout before the ball rolled out of bounds. And South with the three-point lead, and they'll have the basketball with 13.6 seconds to play.
So the play they set up, they wanted to get the ball inside to Jallo, and Blackwell again, and they're getting in that passing lane to get the steal.
They wanted to induce, get a possible three-point play the old-fashioned way rather than LaFoon lining up or Crean. He's been hot from three-point range. Riley with 11 has gunned in three. But Crean and Rutter have the lone two field goals for Bloomington North here in this second half. After they shot 73% in the opening half and led South by 8 at halftime. It was 32-32 at the end of three, 40-37. 13.6 seconds to play here in the ball game, and Phil King will trigger it out right in front of him. Moussa Jallo, he gets it in, and they foul Coyle, and that's not a real good idea. You have just fouled the best Panther free throw shooter this year, but JR and everybody else that follows South knows that you want the ball in Chance Coyle's hand, and believe it or not, this is his first trip to the line. He's 87% on the year. 40-37, 12.3 seconds to play here in this ball game. Chance dribbles it once, twice, in the air, and he got it.
Looks like he was on the line.
He came awfully close, and now they say that he did. I think when he just let the ball go, he thought it was going to be short.
Exactly.
And he went after it. The ball went in, hit nothing but nylon. And here comes the Cougars. They can tie it with a three. Moussa Jallo across the timeline. Still on the dribble now with seven, with six. LaFoon, a three, no good. High rebound, knocked around. South had it, lost it, got it back. Ball game. Panthers win it 40-37. Heck of a basketball game. Prohibitive underdogs. Rivals or no rivals. The 10th ranked South Panthers survive. And they do it on the strength of a senior off the bench tonight in Ben Chastain, who gunned in three threes to help fuel the Panthers from behind to ahead as they got off the third quarter on a 12-1 run that brought South ahead of North, who led the Panthers by 8 points at halftime. Wow, 40-37. Southside survives, scoring 8 points in the fourth quarter. They're now 20-4 and move into tomorrow night's championship game against either Columbus North or Shelbyville. Cougars fall, their season over at by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. We're back to begin it all here. After this two-minute timeout, you're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Well, the Cougar fans are leaving, but they were standing in unison as the Cougars walked off the basketball hardwood here at the East Central Fieldhouse. Boy, what a ball game. 40-37, they've taken the score down. Reading now for Columbus North and Shelbyville. As we open up things on our postgame show from here in St. Leon, tonight's semifinal brought to you in part by Black Lumber at 17 Sound South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care for routine, well, vehicle maintenance or repair. See Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care. They're at 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call at 812-330-1620. Panthers survive 40-37. Both city teams combining for a scant 13 points total in the fourth and final quarter of this ball game. And what a ball game turned in by senior Ben Chasteen as he fueled this victory, no question about it, coming in and gunning in three threes. It was back-to-back triples that began a 12-1 run by Bloomington South to begin the second half after they went into the dressing room trailing 28-20. As a matter of fact, they had only a brief lead when Chance Coyle hit an opening game three. They trailed at the end of the first quarter. North was sensational shooting the basketball in the opening half. 70, I don't know, John will tell you, it was well over 70%. They led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter and had not one but 2 8-point leads at the end of the first half. Shooting, I wrote it down, they missed only four shots total, 11 of 15 for 73%. But then the Cougars went cold with their shooting. As a matter of fact, hard to believe, but in the second half, as well as they shot the basketball in the opening half, they scored but two field goals total in the second half. Bloomington North, I'm talking about. South moves to 20-4, another 20-win season for J.R. Holmes as the Northsiders fall and close the year 8-15, Andy Hodson closing his 12th year. John will have his numbers as we'll continue along our postgame show. Panthers advance to the championship game to defend tomorrow night its crown they won a year ago and possibly win for J.R. his 17th title at Bloomington South and the school's 19th. John will have his numbers after this two-minute break. 40-37 as the Panthers hold off the Cougars. You're listening to North-South Sectional Basketball. Now we welcome Class 101 in Bloomington to the airwaves. Jumping in here in the postseason, as the spot suggests, providing expert guidance in college search, admissions, test prep, and the financial aid process. So don't go it alone, rather. Call Class 101 at 812-320-3702. I'll give them another plug. Thanks for coming on board and joining us on high school sports. Online at myclass101.com. Well, it was 101 defense, John, and it was, the best defense, as it turned out, turned in by Bloomington South. 13 total points scored in the fourth and final quarter. South outscored North 8-5. That was the margin of victory, 40-37.
Yeah, they did shoot a lot better in the second half. The Panthers did, and of course the defense, as you say, that was the big difference too. As Bloomington North, who hit 11 of 15 in the first half, only hit 2 of 13 from the field in the second half. Give a lot of credit to the Bloomington South Panther defense in that second half for that. The difference there. Okay, let's take a look at the scoring for the victorious Bloomington South Panthers. They have two players scoring double figures. They were led by Hunter Lloyd's 11 points. He hits 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 behind the line, 1 of 2 from the stripe. Chance Coyle finishing with 10 points. Likewise, 4 of 7 from the field. He also hit 2 of 3 behind the line. Josh Hall scored 5 points in the ball game, 2 of 4 from the field, hit his lone free throw attempt. 9 points for Ben Chasteen off the bench. Ben, 3 of 4 behind the line. Tucker Blackwell suffered through a tough shooting night tonight, but he did contribute in other ways, finishing with 4 points. He hit 1 of 5 from the field, missed all 3 of his 3-ball attempts. He was 2 of 3 from the stripe, but he did record 3 steals in this contest. Trey Bamba scoring 1 point tonight. That came by way of a free throw. Bill King did not score in the ball game, but he had 4 assists, and all of those assists coming in the first half. For the Bloomington North Cougars, they likewise have 2 players reach double figures. Malik LaFoon, 14 points. Malik hits 5 of 10 from the field, hit his 1 of 2 from behind the line, and he was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Riley Crean off the bench with 11 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 3 of 5 behind the line. And he had a couple of steals in the contest. 5 points for Sean Rutter. Sean hit both of his field goal attempts, one of those a 3-ball. Jallo finishing with 4 points. He was 1 of 5 from the field, 2 of 3 from the charity stripe, and Holden Jastrzemski finishing with 3 points. He was 1 of 4 from the field and hit his lone free throw attempt. Shooting splits, Bloomington South finishing at 48%, 14 of 29. Again, on the strength of 7 to 13 in the second half, they finish an even 7 to 14 behind the line for 50% as they hit 5 of 8 from behind the line in the second half. They did not, they took 2 free throws in the second half and hit one of those. 5 of 8 for the ball game, 62.5%. Bloomington North, 13 of 28 from the field, 46%. Again, that's a big come down from the 11 of 15 in the first half. They were 5 of 9 behind the line. For the game, 56%. Again, they struggled behind the stripe, just 1 of 4 in the second half. They hit 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 78%. Cougars win the battle of the rebounding department, 15 to 14. Turnovers, Bloomington South had 8, Bloomington North with 10. The final score, Bloomington South advancing to the championship game. They win it 40 to 37.
And it'll be either Columbus North, who they beat in the broadcast game that we did, and they had the hustle to beat them back on February 12th at Memorial Gymnasium at Columbus North, 45-39. They did not play at Shelbyville. So that is the bill of fare for tomorrow night, JR and Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. On our post-game show, we'll continue with lots more, including our player of the game, also some scores to catch you up with and lots more when we come back to the East Central Fieldhouse, where Bloomington South, 10th in the state, moved to 20-4. They've won now 14 in a row. They've not lost a basketball game since the 30th of December. We're back with more of our post game after this 2-minute break. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Jim Ritter, high atop our studios at One City Center in downtown B-Town. Joe Smith and John Callahan here at the East Central Fieldhouse, where the South Panthers win for a 14th consecutive time, holding off the North Cougars 40-37. Time now for our postgame honors, and we'll start tonight with our Taylor Clean the Glass Rebounding Award in sense of North and South. John, can you pick out a couple? And I think I know who they are.
I didn't really shoot the ball well, but he contributed in other ways. He finishes with a team high 6.
All right, and that's our two winners of the Clean the Glass by Taylor's Quality Cleaning, where they just don't clean your glass, they'll clean your whole house. Go online at taylorqualitycleaning.com. Our postgame show brought to you in part by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. Black Lumber, right down the street from Southside, 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements. Time now for our player of the game. It's brought to you by Morrison's Appliances. Morrison's, well, they do their homework, and their technicians know all of the brands inside and out. Morrison's Appliance and Service on West Kirkwood, online at morrisonsapplianceandservice.com.
All right, Joe, for Bloomington South, we're going to go with Hunter Lloyd. Hunter finishing with 11 points. He had one rebound, also had a big block there late in the fourth quarter. And the other thing, too, it looked like he took a knee to the thigh, and he really had to, you could tell that he was writhing in pain out there on the court, but I guess adrenaline took over. He stayed on the court, didn't go off. Getting that big block at was huge inside, and he is the player of the game for South. For Bloomington North tonight, Malik LaFoon finishing again with 14 points. He was 5 of 10 from the floor, hit 3 of 4 from the stripe, had a block, and he had a steal. So the players of the game, Hunter Lloyd for Bloomington South, Malik LaFoon for Bloomington North.
Final score tonight, 40-37, Southside winning. Time now for our stars of the game, brought to you by the Clean Machine Car Wash. And boy, I tell you, this would be a good time this weekend to partake in getting the old jalopy cleaned up. Give your vehicle the old five-star treatment, won't you, with the Clean Machine Laser Wash, touchless in-bay automatic car wash using that Blue Coral Solutions and Rain-X Total Vehicle Protectant. Clean Machine Car Wash, the best possible wash you can get. Online, or rather online, they're on the 4546 bypass right next to the Days Inn.
Joe, I think this is the first time that we've had a start of the game from a reserve, and we've had the reserve from either team here. For Bloomington South, Ben Chastain finishing with 9 points, had a couple of rebounds. Boy, he was big in that third quarter comeback for the Panthers when he hit a couple of threes, and he finished the game again 3 of 4 behind the line. So he's the start of the game for Bloomington South. For Bloomington North, Riley Crean. And Crean, likewise, excellent marksmanship behind the line. He finished with 11 points. He had 3 of 5 shooting behind the line. He had 8 points in the first half. Big reason that the Cougars were on top at halftime by 28-20. So the stars of the game, Ben Chastain for Bloomington South and Riley Crean for Bloomington North.
And we'll close out things with our scoreboard, commercial service scoreboard, when we come back. And a broadcast reminder of our next game as well tomorrow night from here in St. Leon. Back to close things out. South wins it 40-37. You're listening to North-South Basketball. One final time tonight as we continue now looking at the scores. I will tell you that the IU women, well, they lost in the quarterfinals today. Our commercial service scoreboard brought to you by Scott Rankin, the guys at Commercial Service of Bloomington. Outstanding deals on new standard or high efficiency trained furnaces. Call Commercial Service today at 812-339-9114, online at commercialservice.com. Well, Indiana will now have to await its fate. I would think that they've done enough legwork to possibly make the NCAA with their RPI. But the selection show now 10 days from now after losing to Northwestern 79-73. Amanda Cahill with 23 points and 13 rebounds. Tyra Buss had 16 points. Alexis Gassian with 11. Indiana now 20-11 on the year. John, of course, Edgewood won't be tipping it up until right about now, but we hear their first game softly exciting, huh?
It
at Brown County?
It is indeed. They actually it went to overtime, and now we have a final Northview. I was kind of following this game on Twitter when I could, and, man, I mean, it was just back and forth, and Northview pulls it out. Young man hit a couple of free throws late in that contest. They beat West Vigo in overtime 64-63. Elsewhere, Terre Haute South knocks off Brownsburg 70-63. Southport leading Ron Colley 57-53. That one is late. Linton knocks off Eastern Green 47-34. And number one, New Albany, a winner. A little trouble just knocking off Lloyd Central. The final of that one was 68-46.
Hey, don't forget the 50th anniversary of Unionville's thrilling 66 sectional basketball championship will provide the theme of tomorrow's inaugural event for the Monroe County Historical Society's Sports History Committee. The committee was actually formed to commemorate and celebrate the athletic aspects of community history heading into the 2018 Monroe County and Bloomington Bicentennial. On down the road. But anyway, the sectional Saturday celebration for the Arrows, the late Ed Ellett coached that team, set for 9 o'clock, featuring a little coffee and sweets party at the History Center. That's there on East 6th Street. So members of the victorious 66 Unionville Arrows, they beat Bill Frohlinger, who coached the Bloomington Panthers that year, on a last second shot by Lynn Stevens at the buzzer. So you're invited to the free event saluting this rather notable anniversary in Monroe County's Hoosier Hysteria history. Well, continuing the hysteria tomorrow night, we'll return here to St. Leon. Don't forget to catch Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell after our game. It'll start about 2 hours from now at 9:30 or so. Bob will have all the finals from around the state. Tomorrow night, more sectional action as the South Panthers look for their 17th victory, or their 17th sectional under J.R., and the school's 19th against either Columbus North or Shelbyville, getting ready to meet here in game number two. So that'll about do it for John Callahan and our producer tonight, Jim Ritter. All of our sponsors, again, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk coming up at 9:30 tonight. On the air tomorrow night, Panther basketball, the sectional championship, Chalk Talk with J.R. at 7 o'clock. So that's the story from the St. Leon-based East Central High School Fieldhouse here in southeastern Indiana, where the Panthers of South eliminate Bloomington North the final 40-37. You've been listening to the 2016 106th Annual Boys State High School Basketball coverage on News Talk 96.1 FM and AM 1370 WGCL. For Jim, for John,
Joe Smith, we'll see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from St. Leon. So long, everybody.
Coverage of IHSAA basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL has been brought to you by Bloomington Hardware, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, IU Health Bloomington Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, Morrison's Appliances, Clean Machine Car Wash, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, William Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, People's State Bank, Hilliard Lyons, JMS Locksmith, Commercial Service, Black Lumber, Keller Heating and Air, Smithville, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Jim Stafford Remax Acclaimed Properties, and Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration.